Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus went up the mountain and summoned those whom he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, whom he named also apostles, that they might be with him, and he might send them forth to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. He appointed the 12: Simon, whom he named Peter, James the son of Zebedee, and John the brother of James, whom he named Boanerges, that is, the sons of thunder; Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. The Gospel of the Lord. See. Today is a somber anniversary for our nation, and so we vest ourselves in the purple of penitence and come barefoot, as on Good Friday, to offer penance for our sins and the sins of our countrymen. Every time we sin, we don't simply do, if you will, a positive evil. We haven't simply done a thing we weren't supposed to do, but as we say in the Confiteor, we fail to do something we ought to have done. When we tell a lie, we don't simply tell someone something which is untrue or allow someone to believe something which we know to be false. We fail to be what they have a right to expect from us: honest. When we sleep with the wrong people, we don't simply do something we weren't supposed to do. Rather, we fail to be what we were supposed to be to the person that we were with, and so on. And so, when a nation fails its most vulnerable, we don't simply do the evil of abortion, but we fail to do that which our children have a right to expect of us: love them. Absolutely. Wholeheartedly. People who come from different perspectives and just begin in a different starting place than we do can't wrap their minds around why the church cares about this so much. And on one level, I understand. If you don't start where we do, it is hard to wrap your mind around. But here's the most basic idea. We see in the unborn child the most perfect example of what it means to be human, not because they can do everything that all other human beings do, but because they can't and still are worth it. There are all kinds of people come to church here every day who can't do the things that other people do, who have mental or psychological deficiencies, who are just messed up people. Some of them might even be your priest. And yet their dignity is not diminished by their deficiencies. Our dignity cannot be diminished by our deficiencies, save our moral faults, which we impose on ourselves. This is so desperately important. Babies, pre-born or born, can do nothing useful. They don't wash the dishes, they don't clean up after themselves, they squawk, they cry, they mess, they take an enormous amount of time, energy, and money, and yet they're worth all we have and more. And so are we, if we have eyes to see and ears to hear. The church continues to stand opposed to abortion, not because of some medieval theory of human rights or gender, but because we believe in each other. And because we see in the God made flesh the most perfect form of that which each one of us is meant to be. So we mourn today for the legions of our countrymen who will never see the light of the sun. But we pray for the softening of human hearts, that one day we might each see the dignity inherent in one another, especially in those least and least likely.